Hey, it's Kim here. I'm outside the podcast tent because we're just sort of tearing down. Angie's helping me here. And I'm with the lovely Erica M.
The last man standing.
Last beautiful woman standing. So how are you?
I'm really tired.
I know.
There was a lot going on here at Social Media Camp. Like, I've learned so much, met so many amazing people, and hopefully shared my minute amount of wisdom about Twitter with everybody, my Twitter addiction with everybody. So it was really great.
Oh, I'm glad. So you were able to do some keynotes. You were able to, I know last night I saw you were doing the emceeing for the Coasties, and I know everyone really enjoyed that. And I know you have some groupies, and I think one of those might be Catherine Holmes.
Yeah, she's my only one.
I know. You have
but
a
I pay
others.
Her.
she's a little bit, anyway, she's really excited. So what do you love about social media?
Well, it literally changed my life.
Okay.
First of all, when I jumped on social media, my business jumped about 30%.
Wow.
So that's huge. And secondly, it allowed me to meet kindred spirits, like-minded
nice.
people I never thought I would meet, women, really smart women who are passionate about a variety of things. And in doing so, I realized that there were all these amazing women who might want to blog for me.
Nice.
So my website went from like 3 bloggers to 40. Mm-hmm. And it continues to grow, and we're all connected online.
Nice.
So they're national, I talk like I write. But they're coast to coast. So, mm-hmm. in fact, I just met one of my bloggers this weekend because she's based in Victoria. I'd never met her before, Dr. Kim Foster.
Okay.
She's a doctor and a mom of two, and she writes all of our health. I'd never met her before. I just stalked her on Twitter and then.
But you have a different kind of connection. Because you had that connection on Twitter.
Yeah.
And you have an understanding and a feeling and a vibe of who they are.
Yeah. And
nice.
you really get to see people and you get to sort of stalk them, if you will.
Yes.
They don't know that you're watching, which is interesting for people who are listening to us talk right now, that you don't know who's watching you for whatever reason.
Yes.
So it's interesting how I forgot to talk about this in my keynote, but there are a lot of people who write blogs, who want to be sort of discovered by brands and be mm-hmm. spokespeople and get paid as ambassadors.
Mm-hmm.
But if your behavior isn't nice on Twitter,
mm-hmm.
they're watching.
Yes.
They don't even know that you don't know that they're watching you.
Yes.
So it's a little warning for those who are on Twitter who want to get in that game, that you need to be on your best behavior, not sometimes, but always.
All the time.
And if you're going to speak badly about brands, other brands are watching.
That's right.
And they'll say, well, that person has somewhat of a negative attitude. I don't think I want them to be our ambassador.
Right.
So this seems to be a business that a lot of writers want to get into,
right.
but they don't think about that big picture.
The whole big enchilada, right? Interesting. Well, I know that you were heading off, and we just short and sweet that we're here, but one of the things I want to do with you today is I want to introduce you to an awesome band called the Kerplunks. I don't
okay.
know if you heard the Kerplunks.
I have not.
Anyway, so my Kerplunks are my favorite, but I thought that I know your children are a little bit older, but you may have somebody you want to give that to. So,
I'm going to give this to our blogger at yummymummyclub.ca.
Okay.
We have a music blogger.
Perfect. Well,
her
she's
name
gonna
is
love it.
Connie Bernardi, and she'll love this.
Perfect. And they're Juno from Gabriola Island. I thought you'd get a little bit more island flavor and have some fun with it.
Awesome.
But a small gift from us to you, and thank you for coming to Social Media Camp. And I know a lot of people are really excited to have you here. I know Paul Holmes was, Catherine Holmes was, and lots of folks. So thank you so much.
Thank God two people were.
No, honey, you rock it. So thank you so much for
thank
your time.
You.
And I hope you come back again to Social Media Camp.
Thank you.
Thank you, Erica.